That was Jonathan. And anyone else living in Beijing know all too well the Chinese capital has a smog problem, to put it mildly. Residents there and in several other Chinese cities often wear face masks to try to protect themselves. Those who can afford it get special air filters for their apartments and don't leave on red alert days. And now for those who really yearn for clean air, a new pricier option, clean bottled air from Canada at about $23 a bottle. Seriously. Troy Paquette is co-founder of Vitality Air, which bottles air in Canada to sell overseas.
So all of our air is collected from the beautiful parks of Banff National Park. We go down to Banff and we just sit down there and we capture the air and we bring it back to Edmonton where we compress it and bottle it.
So you capture the air, you like take a bottle and kind of like pass it through the air and then cap it?
No, we have a different process than that, but a bit of a trade secret there, so I can't really share that one with you, Marco.
Trade secret? I mean, it would be as simple as just putting a bottle on a table and then putting a cap on it, right?
We could do that, but the problem is that's what the other people have been doing, and all that ends up happening is when you crack the cap open, you get a couple whiffs of breath of fresh air, and for us, we actually compress it. So then our cans contain about 150 intonations worth of air, so...
Okay, so I gather this started as a novelty, almost a joke for you, selling a Ziploc bag of air online to see if people would actually pay for it.
Yeah, so originally my background is I'm a real estate broker and Moses is a mortgage broker. Moses Lamb, the other co-founder. And basically, we came up with this idea of trying to sell fresh air in a baggie just to see what the uptake would be on it, right? Because everybody always says, who's going to pay for air? And from there, it just kind of snowballed and away it went. And at first, it was somewhat of a novelty product. But at the end of the day, what we're finding now is with the smog so bad in Beijing, people are using it and they're saying it helps them.
Okay, so let's say you gobble down a can of this in a day. That's 150 breaths. Is there any health benefit, scientific health benefit, to having, say, 150 breaths of clean air from Banff a day?
We're steering away from health claims because we can't make health claims. It's not a medical device. But the way I've been telling people is if you're standing next to an exhaust pipe of a car versus standing in the Rocky Mountains, there's your health benefit right there,
right.
Just having clean air.
You guys making a profit?
Not yet. Unfortunately, there's been a very high overhead. Our product's very unique in that everything is hand bottled. So it's Moses and I that collect the air. It's Moses and I that fill the cans. Right now, it's just the two of us, and we're just not quite there yet.
Let me just ask you this, though, because you capture this air, you compress it, you bottle it, and then ship it across the world. That's a lot of resources. Do you ever worry you're adding to the problem of pollution that's ruining China's air in the first place? I mean, it's kind of like you guys are the Fiji water of bottled air.
We're getting a lot of those questions and comments. We're using as much recycled product as we can as far as papers and cardboards. Everything that we use is recyclable. One of the things that we're still figuring out is how to start like a deposit program. Our cans are aluminum and metal, and they can be recycled pretty easily. We're doing the best we can there. Again, at the end of the day, it's up to the end users to recycle.
Troy Paquette, co-founder of Vitality Air. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you for having me.